Let's start with the dwelling policy. The dwelling forms provide an alternative for those property owners whose structures are not eligible for one of the homeowner's forms. Residential rental properties make up the largest market share of the dwelling program. The dwelling forms may be used to insure most dwelling properties as long as the structure contains no more than 4 living units. Property with more than 4 living units must be insured under commercial forms. The tenants of the structure may not have more than 5 roomers or boarders. While farm dwellings are not eligible for coverage, most other residences are. Even trailer homes may be insured provided they are at a fixed location and meet other eligibility requirements. Dwellings under the course of construction, whether as an owner's residence or not, are also eligible for coverage.
Okay, so homeowners and dwelling insurance have different eligibility requirements. If I have a building that, say, has 3 apartments that I rent out and one that I live in, I will end up with a dwelling policy?
That's it, all right. And if you or your tenants were to sublease a room, you could have no more than 5 people subleasing from you at a time. Now, moving on. There are 3 dwelling forms available. The different forms provide different degrees of coverage, and the title of the forms reflect the progressive expansion of both perils and losses covered. First, we have the basic form, or DP1, which may be written on the dwelling and contents for any amount. Covered losses are paid on an actual cash value basis. The perils insured against are the standard perils of fire, lightning, and internal explosion. Extended coverages and vandalism and malicious mischief may be included for an additional premium. Second is the broad form, or DP2, which requires the amount of insurance written to be at least 80% of what it would cost to replace the dwelling at the time of a covered loss. Covered losses to the structure are paid on a replacement cost basis. The perils insured against are the broad form named perils, which you can read about in your study guide. Finally, the special form, or DP3, also requires the amount of insurance to be at least 80% of the replacement cost of the dwelling. DP3 covers losses on a replacement cost basis. Perils insured against are open perils for structure losses, which means everything except those perils specifically excluded, and broad form name perils for damage to the contents.
So the coverage forms go in steps. Step 1, the basic form, only covers 3 perils. Step 2, the broad form covers a longer list of perils. And step 3, the special form, covers all perils except those excluded. I noticed that the broad and special forms, step 2 and 3, seem to be the same except for the perils insured against. Both require at least 80% coverage written, and both are paid on a replacement cost basis.
Yes, they are similar, but if you look in your study guide, you'll notice other details that make them different.
Okay, I'll have to read more when I get home. Now, I just learned that the coverage forms tell me what perils are insured against. Where do I find out what kind of property is covered?
I thought you'd ask about that. The dwelling policy has a total of 5 property coverages. 3 of the agreements describe the property covered, and 2 describe specific types of covered losses. Each coverage is effective only when a limit of liability for it is shown on the policy and a premium is stated. The wording of the property coverages is identical on all forms. Coverage A. Dwelling provides coverage to the dwelling shown in the declarations, to all attached structures, and to service-related building equipment and other outdoor equipment at the described location. It also includes coverage for materials and supplies kept at the described location that are to be used for repair or alteration of the dwelling or other structures. Coverage B. Other structures provide coverage to the structures other than the dwelling on the described location. These structures are separated from the dwelling by a clear space or connected only by a fence, utility line, or similar connection. A good example is a shed or detached garage. Coverage C, personal property, provides coverage to personal property that is commonly found in homes and is owned or used by the insured or members of the insured's family at the insured's location. It may also apply to property of guests or servants at the request of the insured. Coverage D, fair rental value, provides payment for the rental value of a part of the described location rented to others or held for rental at the time of loss if that property is insured by coverages A, B, or C and becomes unfit for normal use due to damage by a peril insured against. And coverage E, additional living expense provides payment for increases in living expenses incurred by the insured while the insured property is unfit for use. This coverage is provided automatically for forms DP2 and DP3, but must be added by endorsements for the DP1.
Let me try to list those. There's A, which covers the actual dwelling you live in, B covers other buildings, like a shed out back, C covers the personal property common to occupancy, like my dishes, and D covers rent that I may miss out on due to the rental property being damaged. And then you have coverage E, which pays for the increased cost of living due to damage, like if I got a hotel room while my house is being repaired, and is only provided for the broad and special forms, but can be added to the basic form as an endorsement.
You have a mind like a steel trap.
Gee, think I could get that trap insured under other structures?
Somehow, I doubt that you could, but maybe you'll get some ideas trapped in there with the other coverages. All of the dwelling forms also include other coverages, which are extensions of the major coverages. The basic form includes 8 other coverages. The broad and special forms include 3 more, for a total of 11. 1. Property removed. 2. Other structure. 3. Debris removed. 4. Improvements, alterations, and additions. 5. Worldwide coverage. 6. Rental value and additional living expense. 7. Reasonable repairs. 8. Fire department service charges. 9. Trees, shrubs, and other plants. 10. Collapse. 11. Breakage of glass or safety glazing material. You can read more about these in your study guide.
That's good, because the steel trap seems more like cheap plastic now. We talked about endorsements just a bit ago. What do I need to know about endorsements?
Endorsements are forms attached to the policy that alter or change the original terms, conditions, or coverages of the policy. There are a number of endorsements available to modify the dwelling policy, but 3 of them are more commonly tested on. First, automatic increase in insurance, or inflation guard, is an endorsement that will automatically raise the limits of insurance at periodic intervals. This helps keep the amount of insurance at an adequate level. When the broad or special form coverage is written, this endorsement may be used to help maintain the required level of insurance to value to guarantee replacement cost coverage for the dwelling and other structures. The broad form theft coverage endorsement may be added to any dwelling policy written on a dwelling, co-op, or condominium unit that is owner-occupied. In addition, this endorsement may be written for a named insured who is a tenant in an apartment. Finally, the dwelling under construction endorsement provides coverage for a dwelling under construction by modifying some of the policy provisions concerning the amount of insurance and the premium. The amount of insurance shown for a dwelling under construction is a provisional amount, usually based on the expected completed value. The amount of insurance actually in effect on any given date is a percentage of the provisional amount.
You mean I can change the coverages in my policy? Seems like that cancels out the whole concept of the policy then. Why not just make them personalized?
There are only so many endorsements you can choose from. Some may be required by your state, so you can't change what they've already changed. And endorsements can only change so much. They are the key to personalizing your policy, but the policy ensures that everyone at least starts with the same thing.
Okay, it makes more sense when you put it that way. Let's see if I can remember those endorsements now. The automatic increase in insurance endorsements makes the limits of insurance raise periodically so that I still have my 80% insurance required for the broad and special forms. The broad form theft coverage would, as the name implies, be for the broad form and add theft to the list of perils insured again, right?
Right. Keep going. You're doing great.
Finally, the dwelling under construction endorsement gives you coverage for a dwelling that is under construction of some sort. Hey, that wasn't so bad. Now what?
Now you will learn about homeowners insurance, which is similar to the dwelling policy.